More security in the streets and outside government buildings. More checks at the airport. These are among the extra precautions put in place by the Department of Homeland Security following the attacks in Paris. DHS says there's no specific threat, but U.S. officials are worried about the danger posed by returning foreign fighters. A senior administration official telling VOA, "We're watching that phenomenon very carefully, especially as we see signs of demoralization on the battlefield in Syria and Iraq. The number of foreign fighters drawn to the conflict keeps growing. U.S. officials say at least 18,000 from around the world. The Brookings Institution's Jeremy Shapiro says many are coming back.
Some 2,000 to 3,000 people have gone from Europe and the United States. The last numbers I heard, that might be a few months old. And roughly 50% of them have returned.
A Norwegian activist, once recruited by extremists, has seen it firsthand. Yosef Bartho Asadik spoke via Skype.
Most of those who come home, apart from maybe a few, they are home actually to recruit more people.
An estimated 100 to 200 of the foreign fighters in Iraq and Syria are from the U.S. So far, U.S. intelligence officials have yet to put a number on exactly how many of them have returned. Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.